Psychology Science Minute, brought to you by the Psychology Department at the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Dr. Sarah Arnett. Are you afraid of spiders? About 2% of the adult U.S. population suffers from severe specific phobias, such as arachnophobia, the fear of spiders. Prior research demonstrates that exposure therapy, gradually confronting and getting closer and closer to the feared object, reduces our anxiety and fear. But what role do our thoughts play? Some psychologists believe using logical thinking to dispute one's beliefs about the feared object would help. However, Katarina Kirkansky and colleagues looked at the role that describing or labeling the emotions has on helping people cope with their fears. She assigned 88 students scoring high on the spider phobia questionnaire to 4 treatment groups. Each group used a different method of coping with their stress during their exposure to huge South American spiders. Students who spoke about their feelings and fears maintained lower levels of anxiety as measured by the electrical activity present in their skin, compared to others using different approaches such as using distracting words, reappraising one's fearful thoughts about the spiders, or just exposure. They were also able to get closer to the spiders. Speaking about our feelings helps us feel more in control in approaching the feared stimulus. Next time you are facing your own feared situation, put your feelings into words, label, and describe them. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Dr. Sarah Arnett.